So, here I am, Christopher Gray, aka UK Rifter, and you know what? I was thinking to myself the other day, you know, I do a lot of this YouTube stuff and Twitch stuff, and I thought, you know what, let's get back to old school and go for an audio podcast. Why the hell not? So, okay, I admit this is a bit of an experiment. I'm just trying this out. I'm gonna push this out, and if there's enough interest in this, this will be a weekly thing. If there's loads of interest, this might end up being a daily thing. But what I intend to do is study what's going on in the world of virtual reality and report back to you, the listener, on what's out there. What are the best experiences? What are the best apps? What's the best hardware? What can we get excited about? Games, of course, I'm going to be talking about a lot of games, what I've been playing, what I hope will interest you. I will be taking phone-in questions. You can email me at ukrifter@gmail.com and get involved in the actual show. So I'm just going to address the old elephant in the room. Let's just get this one out of the way. Am I not doing the VR Spies podcast anymore on YouTube? Well, I wouldn't say that. I think I'm still going to be doing it to some extent. The problem we've got, I guess, and everyone will agree this in the team, is that we have incredibly busy lives, all of us. Caleb, Don, we got PSVR, Frank, Billy, you know, pulling all these guys together, it's very, very difficult. Wayne has been very busy as well. Greg and Gamehard have pretty much dropped out of the group as well, which kind of changed the dynamic a bit, which is a real shame. So the group sort of started to fall apart. Then we gained PSVR Frank, which is brilliant. And now it's just getting the impetus and pulling people together to actually do it. So I guess the long story short is, yeah, I'm still doing the VR Spies podcast when I can and when people are interested to do it. But I'm going to be sort of concentrating on doing this audio podcast, at least for a little while, seeing if this takes off. If people are interested in this, then great, let's keep doing it. So, what have I been enjoying in VR this week? I'll tell you what I haven't been enjoying. I haven't been enjoying that bloody Marvel game. I'm very sorry. I mean, I did a bit of an epic rant online about this, but Marvel Powers United VR is not a good wave shooter, and that is really saying something. It's not great. It's not great at all. There's a number of huge flaws with it, and I could go into huge detail as to why I don't like this game, but what it really boils down to is it's just not fun. It doesn't really matter how much you put into the development and how much time and effort you put into the visuals and the textures and everything else. If the game itself is fundamentally not fun, it's a terrible game. I gave it a good long playthrough. I let my kids play it. Worth mentioning, my kids did enjoy it a great deal more than I did. Kind of obvious, really. They're all Marvel fans. They have the Marvel PJs and posters and duvet covers. But it just wasn't for me. It really was incredibly overhyped. I felt quite guilty about the fact that I kind of helped overhype it, as it were, pushing out messages on Twitter and getting quite excited about it. I should have guessed, shouldn't I? But anyway, enough of that. That's the kind of ugly this week in VR, in my opinion. Actually, it doesn't really end there. Megaton Rainfall, my goodness me, that was incredibly disappointing. I was so looking forward to that game. Of course, it's been out on PSVR for quite a while now. It's just appeared on the Oculus Store, and I believe it's on Steam as well. Very disappointing gameplay. The scale is completely off. And by off I mean if you land on the ground next to individuals that live in these cities which are being attacked by aliens, they are still tiny, so the scale just completely doesn't work. As you fly up into the sky, the houses look kind of tiny and matchbox sized, and of course you don't want that. You want the scale of an environment like that to be vast as you fly up into the sky above the city. You want to feel the vertigo of looking down over a vast city below you, and unfortunately Megaton Rainfall does not provide that in the slightest. It has a lot of nice visual effects, but it's kind of overdone. It seems kind of blurry and really kind of messed up, and generally speaking the VR just doesn't feel like VR. It almost feels like a 360 video. There's no sort of focusing to infinity. To be honest, Megaton Rainfall feels like a broken game, and I certainly wouldn't recommend anyone play it. Of course, you've got the option with Steam and with Oculus that you can buy something, have a go of it, and get a refund if you don't like it. Of course, do that if you want to give it a try. Don't always take my word for it. But I think you'll probably agree with me. This is not great. It's also not that fun a game. I mean, if you watch the gameplay video, it's quite obvious to see that this is some kind of virtual reality Space Invaders type thing with absolutely amazing looking visuals. But really, that's it. That is pretty much it. It's Space Invaders. You've just got to chase these aliens around. You shoot them on the little red dot. They explode. It gets a bit tedious. So, yeah, sadly, those are my two ugly titles of the week, and certainly not ones I will be recommending. All right. I've been whinging on a little bit there about what I haven't liked in VR. Let's talk about what I do like in VR. So this week, I'm going to start with a surprising one. I found it on the Oculus Store. It's a game called Dilly Minesweeper. And you're probably thinking, what? Really? Yes, it's a Minesweeper game. Remember when you used to skive off work? If you're as old as me, you'll probably understand skiving off work, playing on your Windows 3.11 system a little game called Minesweeper, which was basically a kind of grid system where you had to find the mines and numbers would appear to give you clues as to where the mines were. Well, someone's translated that game directly into virtual reality, and I tell you what, it was really fun. And it was probably more fun for the fact that I played it with my wife and we kind of argued and bickered about where the mines were, and it got quite stressful and honestly just really fun. So Dilly Minesweeper was a bit of a sleeper one for me. I didn't see it coming, and it's really good fun. It's on the Oculus Store now. Take a look at it. Okay, next up, Mecha Rushdown. Now, Mecha Rushdown, how can I explain this? It's basically a boxing game between two giant mechs. Now, it's an interesting one, this. It's been really well put together. It's been developed in Unreal, and I had the pleasure of playing this with Greg, formerly known as VR Gaming Evolved. But Greg Crichton and I were beating each other up in these giant mechs. Now, the game itself has a lot of potential. The rounds are too short, I'll start by saying that, but when you're playing, it is actually really fun. It's probably one of the best boxing games I've played in a while. One of the major flaws with it is you actually have to press a button to go into first person view. By default, it's in a third person perspective, which isn't terrible actually. It plays quite well, it's quite interesting, but I preferred the first person view. But to keep in first person, you've got to hold the button down, which kind of makes punching quite difficult, weirdly. Anyway, Mecha Rushdown is what it's called. Check it out. It's on the Oculus Store at the moment. Next up, GNOG. Okay, GNOG. Now, this has been on Steam for a good long while, GNOG, but now it's come out as a virtual reality title. Again, I found it for £7.99 on the Oculus Store, and just really fun. I mean, I'm not usually into puzzle games. My son enjoyed it probably more than I would have, so I let him review it on my video channel. It's a 3D puzzle game, beautifully animated, beautifully put together. It's almost as if you have these sort of matchbox-sized toys in front of you, and you have to find the hidden compartments and work out the puzzle. For someone like me that doesn't really enjoy puzzle games, I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, how much I actually enjoyed it. So that's GNOG, G-N-O-G, £7.99. I'll give you the great, GBP version of the prices. Apologies, I don't know what it is in dollars. So next up, I will give a shout out for Pixel Ripped, of course, Pixel Ripped 1989. This is very much a, how can we describe this? It certainly is a wacky game, very much kind of a homage, I guess, a glance back to the age of video gaming, the golden age, if you will, in the 1980s, which people like me remember. I had Spectrum 48Ks and Commodore 64s and Atari systems where I would just enjoy playing these brilliant titles. And all this has somehow been worked into this virtual reality title, which is eclectic, to say the least. I can't really describe it. If you don't know what it is, you probably do. But take a look at it. Pixel Rip 1989, certainly worth a look. I'm also going to give a shout out to a title called Grey. Now, Greg flagged this one for me. I had a very brief look, and by brief, I mean brief because it scared the pants off me. Grey is a horror piece of work by a Japanese student. And essentially, it's a kind of escape room thing going on with horrendous monsters and jump scares, but really well done, brilliantly rendered, lovely textures, just really worth seeing. Grey. I will be doing a review of this. I'm trying to pluck up some courage to do it, and if I wuss out, I guess I'll be getting Penny to do it on my behalf. Final mention, of course, to Beat Saber. Beat Saber remains a go-to title in my house, particularly with Penny, who's vastly, you know, massively enjoying it. I also enjoy it. Gotta give it a shout out, gotta give it some credit. Still available in the Oculus Store for £14.99. Probably well worth it, I'd say. Okay, so what am I looking forward to in the future? What's coming around the corner that I'm getting excited about? Well, I've kind of learnt my lesson from the Marvel debacle. I'm not going to hype up things too much, but I am going to give a mention to Ghostbusters VR. So there's a couple of Ghostbusters VR titles coming out. I love Ghostbusters. I mean, you know, I'm 40-odd years old, and so Ghostbusters was very much a seminal movie for me when I was a kid. And it's really good to see an actually quite nicely done, probably wave shooter with a Ghostbusters theme. I'm not going to get too excited about it. As I said, I'm waiting and seeing on this one a little bit. I'm learning from the Marvel thing. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a good game and it's going to have great gameplay just because it's a Ghostbusters thing. I don't think that will be quite enough to carry it through. Hopefully the game itself will have some decent gameplay. Now, the second thing I'm looking forward to, bit of a, I'll say unknown, okay? Jake and the Giant is a title that's being developed by Moonshine Games, a chap called Mark Ledson, who's basically designed a virtual reality game which you can play, what do they call it again? Asymmetrically, I believe. So that means that somebody plays on the screen at the same time that somebody's playing inside of the virtual reality headset. Quite a clever idea. In this situation, in VR, you are the giant trying to catch the little kid, Jake, who is the character playing on the monitor. Now, very cleverly, Mark designed this to play with his own children. So his kids would play on the monitor, presumably, as the kid running around, and the giant in VR would try and catch the kid. It sounds really fun. It sounds like a really great idea, a very, very nice use of the asymmetrical virtual reality and screen setup you can have. And I'm really looking forward to it. I quite enjoyed hide and seek when I was a kid. Maybe this will reignite my childish joy of that game. So, Mark, good luck with that. I ought to mention as well, I do have a sort of vested interest in this one being successful because my voice is in it. I provided Mark with some voice acting, so I'm the narrator in this title. And he's also used my voice for the giant as well, saying fee-fi-fo-fum, which is quite fun. Anyway, there you go. So Jake and the Giant, keep an eye out for that one. I certainly will be doing a review, so you can watch that on my channel and make your own mind up if you want to buy it yourself. Thanks. All right, so that's it. That's the end of my first episode. Just getting the show on the road. And I'm really hopeful that at least a few people will be out there listening to this. And if you enjoyed it, let me know. Drop me an email, ukrifter@gmail.com. Or you can ask me a question. Maybe I can include your question in the next episode. If you use the Anchor app, you can post your question through that, and I can include the audio in the next episode as well, and you can be part of the show. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Anyway, so I won't labour this too much. The next episodes are likely to be a little bit longer, possibly. Depends how it goes. I'm not quite sure about the frequency yet. Again, depends on how popular these are. So if you really enjoy this, that will really kind of inspire me to do more. But right now, they're going to be ad hoc, and I'm going to keep doing them possibly on a weekly basis initially. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'm Christopher Gray, UK Rifter, and this is my virtual reality podcast. Bye-bye.